Hi, and welcome to Zed Games. Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane and broadcast nationally over the Community Radio Network, Zed Games brings you the latest gaming news, reviews, and interviews from across Australia and around the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Zed Games. What a fantastic day for a discussion on the subject of video games, which is why I have personally gathered the finest minds that were immediately available to join me in the studio, starting with Mr. Razor over there.
Hello.
There he is. Look at him. You can't. Beside him, my colleague, Mr. Jody McGregor.
Hi, everyone.
And welcoming back after a long leave of absence, Miss Alana Pierce.
Hello.
And I'm Lee. And Razor, this is your show. What are we talking about?
First up, we'll be talking about GTA Online or Grand Theft Auto Online, the free multiplayer component to Grand Theft Auto 5. Lee, Alana, and I have been playing it some to excess.
Yeah, how much?
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Also, EB Expo was held over the weekend in Sydney. And again, Lee, Alana, and I had the privilege of attending. And we'll be talking all about the upcoming games that we saw, including, but not limited to, Titanfall, Dead Rising 3.
Yeah.
What else we got, Lee?
It's too much to list.
Watch Dogs.
Yeah, we saw some Watch Dogs.
Yep.
Rise, Son of Rome.
Yep, South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Zoo Tycoon.
Oh,
it's great.
I didn't get a chance to play that.
It's really, so much fun.
I really wanted to.
Dark Souls 2.
Oh, yeah.
Final Fantasy 13 Lightning Returns.
Yes, indeed.
And we also got to have a chance to play with the new consoles, both the PS4 and the Xbox One. So we'll be giving you our detailed impressions later in the show. You're listening to Zed Games. Right now, we're going to be talking all about GTA Online. It is the multiplayer component to Grand Theft Auto 5, free to access for anyone who bought the game. Alana, you've been playing it?
I have.
How much time have you sunk into it so far?
Not much at all, because I've been having a lot of problems with it. So, I mean, obviously when it started up, there were server problems that everyone was having.
What are those words?
And then after that, so I managed to get online today, and then there were like cars flying across the screen, and then eventually you just got stuck on a loading screen.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, you know, I'd done some stuff. Like, most of it was okay, a little bit buggy, and I didn't see a lot of people. Like, I guess the map size, I actually quite like that it's massive, and you don't feel like in GTA 4, you have like a small block, sort of, and when you're playing that, it was really, really easy to just get shot down on spawn, like a COD game, you know. And so this actually does feel more like an MMO, but yeah, I mean, aside from the small missions that I did get to do, it was really just, I just gave up in the end.
Yes.
I couldn't do it anymore, and yeah, the loading screen was there for maybe 10 minutes, and I was like, this isn't going to load, so screw you, guy, not playing.
Okay. That sucks.
Yeah.
So we should probably describe for our listeners exactly what the Grand Theft Auto Online experience is supposed to be like. So, Ray? Yeah.
Okay, well, I had a pretty solid effort. I'm up to rank 13, which is pretty high, but...
So you're doing well.
I think that's six.
Yeah.
So what are we supposed to be doing, though, in Grand Theft Auto Online? What is the core experience?
Well, basically, it's a huge world, and that sort of becomes the lobby for your multiplayer adventures. Mm. So there's up to 16 players that can go around in the world doing whatever they want. While this is happening, you can basically deathmatch, you shoot other players, or you can go around and rob stores for money, or you can trigger any of the missions which are located on the map itself. So,
So there's races, money is obviously used to buy stuff, so you've got a garage where you can put all your cars in after you've modified them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Massive garage, you can buy houses, so... The stock market. Does anyone know more about the stock market and the way that that functions online?
I've not tried it online, no.
No? Okay, so apparently the way that the stock market works is it really depends on everyone else who's on your map.
Right.
Changes the stock market depending on what people buy. So it's like an accurate stock market within this game. Yeah. So I was like, that's
incredible.
Really cool, but I haven't actually found like any motivation to get into it yet.
Yeah. I'm not that deep into it. I'm still trying to like get money together to buy anything.
Yeah, that's it. I would love to be able to get an apartment and explore, you know, all of the depth that's supposed to be attached to that. But at the moment, you know, my whole experience is that maybe I will, you know, log in, and if I'm lucky, I can desperately run to either where a mission is or to a store that I can rob. And hopefully that won't bug out
yeah.
by that stage. And then when I've got some money, I will desperately be running away from other people because everyone is going to come and try to kill me and hit me with a car. And then when I respawn, they will shoot me in the head. And then when I respawn again, they will steal my money and then boot me off the server. But around
people.
That... no, right?
It's a great community.
Yeah. Who would have thought that a sociopath simulator would have... only sociopaths playing the online it. Game.
Yeah.
Apparently, one of the things you can do when you finally get your apartment is sit in there and watch television. But if you turn it to the news channel, it will just show you what the other players are doing.
Yeah.
So you can watch all of the other sociopaths running around in the street playing the game.
Yeah.
That sounds really
it honestly
great.
Does feel like a really threatening environment, though. Like, I was just driving down the street, and aside from, having cars fly across the screen, which is odd, aside from that, it does feel really threatening, and there were people shooting each other right near me when I was just off to do this mission. And I was like, okay, going to drive really fast so I don't die.
Yeah.
It feels like anarchy.
Yeah, well, it's like the Wild West in a way.
Yeah.
Except I played Red Dead Redemption, which was the Wild West, and its online players were nicer than the Grand Theft Auto ones.
You have to work together. I mean, obviously, if you're in one of the crews, but on Red Dead, you know how you have those like timed little mission things that you really need other people to help you with those? So I think Red Dead is more people need you.
Yep.
Whereas in GTA, if you're a higher level and you have a good gun that someone else hasn't unlocked yet, you just free run for money.
Yeah.
I'm a bit perplexed a bit because the only way you can interact with other players in the world there before you trigger a mission is to kill each other.
Yeah.
And you're kind of rewarded for that by being able to steal their money.
Yes.
But at the same time, they've sort of got this invisible matchmaking system where people who kill other players will then be ranked, or will then be connected with only other people who kill other players.
Yeah.
If you're a good sport, which is the term they use, you'll get put in servers with other good sports.
Yes.
So hopefully, you know, eventually if you're a good enough sport for a long time, you'll get into a server that actually has, cool people who respect you.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea.
It's a great concept.
But I don't know whether the game wants me to kill other players because it rewards me
you
for
doing it. You need
money. Or if... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Like, it is a game that is entirely about being a monster to other people.
Yeah,
or at least to you know, not necessarily other players, but certainly to other entities in the environment.
Yeah, it encourages that and it makes it funny. So
yeah.
Yep.
That's what people buy the game for. And when you set up your character, you have these lifestyle options. So you've got, like, one is do a bunch of illegal things and one is do legal things. So you basically get to choose how many hours a day of certain things you do, and it changes what you look like, changes what you're wearing.
And changes your stats as well.
Does change your stats, yeah. So I think maybe if they tie that in, which I haven't heard anything about, but if they tie that in with the good sport idea, then you could come up with a server of people who work like people. Hmm. It's just that then I'd still be like, man, this really needs a keyboard.
Yep. Yeah. There are missions in it, and the missions themselves I actually really enjoyed. Ray and I managed to get into a game where we were working as repo men, which is in a very early stage mission for the single player game, but suddenly with other people it's a whole lot more fun. It's a lot more dynamic and interesting. That was really, really cool. But what we've discovered is that unlike Red Dead, where when you go to an environment and engage in those, like clearing out the other gangs from the mines, all of that stuff, which happens in the map, any mission that you do in Grand Theft Auto Online takes you to a separate server.
Huh.
Which means that the massive world map where, you know, you're supposed to be seeing all this amazing stuff happening, none of that sort of excellent, like the scripted stuff that the whole game is based on occurs there in that open world. Mm. It's in a separate enclosed space of itself, which to me is such a wasted opportunity because what an amazing thing to have. Like, there are races, which I think would be the simplest thing to incorporate.
The only thing is, though, man, that if it wasn't an instanced event,
then
the other players who weren't on the job could interfere with that event.
And that's what I want. Like, because you want to be able to have that.
A street race, you know, there are other cars that aren't AI. You know, there are people, like, who would do stuff
like that. That was the promise, I think, was that you would actually be able to see other people doing things in the world, exciting, fun things. And Like that would either that would just add life to the world.
Yep.
Or yeah, it would. It could be very frustrating.
It could be. It could be incredibly frustrating.
I'd say they probably tested, maybe had like an audience try it and did find it very frustrating because yeah. I can imagine that you would not accomplish anything if it were that way.
Yeah, because people would come in and screw
yeah.
with you.
Yeah, it seems like maybe if there were characters that you could have around you when you were doing the races, and to be fair, my race only had one other person in it, yeah. like that. I was like, oh, that's great. Thank you yeah. for this one person. Thanks for chucking AI in there. You know, yeah. there was just one guy that I smashed, by the way. I
nice.
Won.
Nice.
Yay! It was so tough. Yeah, but if they maybe had it so that maybe the people involved in an event were sort of like invincible, like you couldn't kill them.
Yeah.
So they could still finish it, but you could still see people doing things.
Yeah.
You just couldn't
just
be...
being able to see that.
Yeah.
Because they have the whole open world and all it actually is a lobby where you can have your the reward that you've done for doing the missions wiped out.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Very exciting lobby, but...
Yeah, yeah, but still, like, it's just a lobby where you can get robbed.
There is, I've got to tell a little bit of a warning, there is a character deletion glitch.
Mm.
I believe that if the Rockstar servers are down and it says, would you like to reconnect or retry your connection to the Rockstar server, and you click yes, your character will be deleted.
Yep.
And that actually happened to me.
Oh, that's what happened to you.
And if you see the yeah. empty slot, you shouldn't go to create a new character. What you're supposed to do if you see that is immediately go to the launch screen or the start screen
yep.
and then go back into multiplayer instead of like pressing anything. But I think a lot of people have lost their characters through that.
Or yeah. had them come back but terribly deformed, which is the
really?
Other... Yeah, yeah, I saw that someone...
That's just funny.
Yeah, it was great. Someone had their character, and in fact, I can tell you it was the Game Trailers guys had their character that they want to use for all of their videos suddenly become a man with a woman's neck and head and no hair, but lipstick and red headphones.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I've had one problem where my character keeps losing her hair. Every time I switch to a mask to rub it stick up a place, when I go back to normal, my hair's gone.
That's
and
right.
I have to
man.
Pay. And then I tried like exiting the game and coming back in, but I'm still bald. I have to pay for a new haircut to get my hair back.
Damn it.
That's how the real world works.
Yeah. Anyway, that's GTA Online. It's still in early stage right now. So
it does feel like beta.
Yeah.
So, just be cautious before you sink a whole bunch of hours into it. All money. Yeah. Well, you can't actually because I disabled that. I'm crossing my fingers that when I get home, my character will still be there.
Yep.
You're listening to Zed Games. Next up, we'll be talking all about the unreleased games that we played at EB Expo.
You're listening to Zed Games, heard across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
Hello and welcome back to Zed Games. Now, the rest of the Zed Games crew got to spend the weekend at the EB Games Expo down in Sydney. How was that?
It was nice.
Yeah,
suck
was it,
Jody.
Yeah.
We brought you back presents. I forgot to bring them.
Yeah, great, thanks.
They're really
these hypothetical
That's
presents.
That's totally not a lie.
Amazing.
Oh, you'll see them. Right. You'll see them next week.
Mm.
But we did get the opportunity to share our wonderful experiences with you, Jody.
Yes.
Of all of these games that we played that aren't out yet.
Yeah. And that's a gift.
You're welcome.
Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to hearing how much fun you had.
Well, what game do you want to hear about first?
I would like to hear about Titanfall because I've seen some videos of that online and it does
game
look pretty
of show.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that... Titanfall.
Yeah.
It was great. You should have been there.
Oh, it was amazing, Jody.
All right, yeah. So Titanfall is... a first-person shooter made by the people who made Call of Duty 4 and Modern Warfare 2. They were obviously very proud of it as well. Like, there's so many comments where they really, really feel like Titanfall is their new baby and, you know, they're really into it. So what you could play at EB Expo was, like, a team deathmatch kind of thing, and the game is only multiplayer. So I think there were 12 people available to play Titanfall with you. And you have three classes of soldiers to choose from, which obviously just give you your standard weapon. So I was the shotgun guy, because that's what I do. It's like the one with the shotgun, I think soldier. And then there's also three titans that you pick from. So you spawn into the game, and you have to shoot a certain amount of people or kill a certain amount of people. You can die in between. You just have to kill, I think, something like three before you can drop a titan. And then you drop your titan, jump in, And basically, there's other Titans everywhere, and it just gets really intense.
A Titan? We should go back?
Yes, we should.
Is a giant
mech
war machine robot.
It's huge.
Yeah, with guns attached.
Yeah. And other badass stuff, like a shield where you can sort of, your weapons, or sorry, the things that are being shot at you just get stuck in this shield, and eventually you can throw it back. But if you don't do it in time, they'll all hit you at once. And yeah, so the biggest question that I've been being asked about Titanfall is, how do the pilots compare to the Titans? Like, do the Titans just overrun pilots and get messed up? And the answer is yes, they completely do. Like, but it's not uneven, because if you get killed at the hand of a Titan, which you probably will, they stomp on you. You know, they can destroy you. But you do have anti-Titan weapons as well, and you can jump on their backs and sort of assassinate them. But if you get killed at the hand of a Titan, usually by the time you've spawned again, all of the Titans have killed each other.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. It feels even. It doesn't feel unbalanced.
Because when you're a pilot also, you have a very different sort of set of abilities. A
lot more mobile.
You have a little jetpack that allows you to do these massive double jumps. So you can sort of leap from the ground level up into a second story building straight through the window.
Yeah.
You can also run along the side of walls.
It's
tricky. You build up momentum, and you can essentially like fling yourself around the level if you get good enough.
Supposedly you can get from one side of the map to the other
without touching the ground.
Yeah. See, I found the jumping very difficult, but I knew that I'd get used to it. Mm.
If you have played, say, more fast-paced and even at, like, old-school FPSs, like Ray was saying, it's very much like the Scout from Team Fortress 2, and it feels very much like that, or a little bit like Quake. You're very, very fast. You're very light.
I do feel like it's like Call of Duty in that immediately when you spawn, there's people there.
Yeah.
That's the biggest similarity, is that there's no downtime. Mm. So this is like definitely something that younger people will enjoy, because it's just constant action all the time.
Yeah.
In Battlefield, you know, you get a chance to get your bearings, find out where you are, maybe find a weapon. In Titanfall, just go, or you're dead, pretty much.
I definitely prefer that. I get bored easily in Battlefield.
Yeah.
And it flows really well as well.
Yeah, because I think what's great about it is that because there's a timing, there's 2 minutes between the spawn of your Titan and the next time you get a chance to drop it, I think.
Yeah.
When the Titans drop, that gives everyone on the battlefield something to either fight around or to destroy.
Or to avoid.
And so there are these massive things on the map that allow you to kind of have a bearing, and you figure out, you know, whether you're going to go there or avoid it or hide behind it or take it down.
And if you don't want to spawn your Titan, you don't even have to. You can just stay a pilot and take out other pilots the entire time, but you will need to really stealthily avoid the Titans, because they will take you out very quickly.
But the other thing with the Titans is, like, Titans are massive robots, and they tend to go, like, when I was a Titan, all I was looking for really were other Titans, because people are ants when you were in that.
I don't know, man. I got to say, when I was a Titan, I was just looking for the little dudes to kill.
Because you're evil.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
It's like, run, you fools. You cannot escape me.
You can hide in buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
The maps are set up pretty well, so you can avoid a Titan if you want to. But
yeah.
I think the Titan versus Titan thing, you never know who's going to win until someone just suddenly dies. And you're like, oh, great. And then suddenly there's a pilot on your back. And you're like, oh, great. And then you have to wait, obviously, again until you can spawn another Titan.
Yeah.
Okay, asking about a completely different game. I saw photos on Facebook of you guys at the Sims 4 booth.
Yes.
Did you get to play it?
I didn't get to play that.
No, we got to mess around with the character creator.
How was that?
It's great. There are no sliders anymore.
Yep.
Because instead, you are zooming in on the individual elements of the face and just dragging them or shifting them around.
Does it make it hard?
No, it's actually really good.
Okay.
I thought that it would be maybe a bit too limited, but it's much actually... I preferred it to using sliders, because you know exactly what effect you're going to be.
There are some people who just look like the default Sims.
Yeah.
There are some people who just look like a Sim. I could never get a Sim that looks like me, ever.
Speaking of that, the first thing that I did was I sat down and made Ray.
Yeah.
Because we had very limited options as far as outfits and hair and beard and what have you. But Mr. Razor has striking features, and they were included in there, and so I created a perfect representation of him. I chose the most appropriate walk, which
you can
was
do that now. That's cool.
Yes,
that's an addition.
Which was sort of a bit of a mincing one, I think. But you know, it had character.
I've got to say, it did actually resemble me.
Yeah,
I recognize it as myself. So that's a testament to the Sims 4 character creator.
Have you played the others and had trouble making yourself?
I haven't tried to make myself.
Okay,
but maybe I'll get Lee to
it's
have
like
a go.
It's like the standard thing to do. What are you making?
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I make my family.
No, there is a divide. Yeah, there are two people.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person who doesn't make myself.
Okay.
I am the kind of person who makes myself.
Yeah, I make myself and my family. And
Yeah, I make the Addams Family.
Yeah.
That kind of counts. How did you, have much success making the Addams Family?
In The Sims 3, I managed to make quite a good Morticia, but Gomez is hard.
Yeah. See, hopefully they've improved that because, I think they realise that the biggest thing is that people are always trying to replicate something.
Mm. Yeah.
So they've made it more customizable.
Yep.
If I can just click his moustache.
Chances
drag it
of characters around. Looking the same is very minimal.
Actually, The Sims 4 character creation thing is kind of like using, it's more like sculpting.
Yeah.
Because you're actually manipulating the points that you want to. You grab the point and then you just twist it.
Like how I grabbed like the hips and made them, you know, huge and wide for your avatar, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, we're talking about all the games that we saw at EB Expo. If you don't know, the emphasis of EB Expo is on unreleased games. It's particularly
stuff they want you to pre-order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge Christmas season this time because the new consoles are coming out. As well as the games, we got a chance to get our hands on the Xbox One and the PS4. Mm. So we're really interested in the controllers, how they feel, because, you know, that's a big decision. That's a big contributor to your decision, I reckon.
Yeah.
But we might talk about that when we return from a track. Listening to Zed Games, we're talking all about EB Expo, where Alana, Lee, and I got to play a whole bunch of unreleased games. So far, we've talked about Titanfall
at length,
at very much length.
It deserves it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep. Probably the best in show, I'd say.
It did win best
in
show.
That seems to be, the common consensus.
There's one game that I'm a little worried about. I do want to ask about Thief.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. We saw the there was a playthrough, and I think you were right to be a little bit worried about it. I think it's too violent for a Thief game.
I feel
game.
It's been actioned up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've given him superpowers. They were talking about how they've got a focus bar, and I leant over to Ray, and I was like, which will be used to slow down time. And they showed two powers that it did, and then the third one was that it slows down time. and I think we should just give that power to everyone in video games now, because, you know, it's very useful.
Or
but,
just make it Dishonored too.
Yeah. But, yeah, Thief really made me want to see a new Dishonored game because it was...
It's not Thief anymore.
It's not. It's not. It's,
I think they're trying very, very hard to fit into a new market and they're trying to appeal to a new audience, but they don't have to. They don't realize that they've got all these people who want a new Thief.
We desperately
want it to be changed.
And already have a Dishonored.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that really was just struck out to me was that... There's a bit where Garrett is sneaking up on a guard and has to knock him out so that he can continue sneaking through this library. And he sneaks up behind him and he presses the truncheon button. And suddenly there's a cutscene of Garrett pounding the crap out of this guy's skull. And it is thunderous. It is like this intense, explosive noise. And all I could think was, everyone in the entire castle must have heard that, like, two huge explosions as he blew that man's head off. How is that contributing to his stealth?
Yeah.
That's so a shame.
I feel like Thief won't be bad, but it's not going to be Thief.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to love the sound effect that the nightstick made in the original Thief. And the way
can you make it now?
No, but when you clubbed a guard, they would make this very distinctive as they, like, just... wandered off to dreamy land and then collapsed.
I can only assume that the noise that they would make in this would be more like...
like, avenge me!
All right, guys, I'm going to move on because I did promise the listeners that we would do a controller comparison.
Yes.
Now, we tried out both the PS4 and the Xbox One controllers. Lee, what are your impressions, man?
I thought that... Well, I think I start with the PlayStation 1 because the PlayStation improves on one thing that I...
Triggers
are a little less spongy.
Yay!
Closer to feeling like triggers, still a bit spongy, soft. So, but the grips are great.
Yeah.
The grips are big, chunky clubs that you just can hold on to now. Fantastic. The other great thing about the PS4 controller, it no longer has that gravel on the D-pad and on the thumbsticks.
Yep.
So you can play games for extended periods and still have flesh on your thumbs when you walk away.
The thing that always bothered me and really put me off buying a PS3 was I can't stand the triggers in racing games. That's why they always have X.
Yeah.
Because if you hold that down for too long, it hurts.
Yeah.
My hand gets cramped up.
Yeah.
So I heard that it does feel slightly more like a trigger, but they're still trying to like name it a button.
Yeah,
so it's not quite, but I'm so happy to have an improvement.
Yeah, like it's definitely an improvement. The sticks still feel really good, and the touchpad is a really neat thing, and an actual button, so that's cool.
Is there a headphone jack?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Like a standard headphone jack, or is it...
Yeah, normal 3.5 mil, I think.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. See, the Xbox One doesn't have one of those, and I think that would be a great thing to have if you could just plug your iPhone headphones into it.
Yeah.
But for the Xbox One controller, I found it like a bit... different because the bumpers are noticeably higher.
Yes.
So that was the weirdest thing for me is that, like, it wasn't bad. It was just that I wasn't used to it, really. Nothing about it was bad. And the controller's a lot lighter, but basically everything felt the same.
Oh, yeah. For me, the Xbox controller actually felt a lot heavier.
Oh, really?
Like, but it felt heavy in a good way, like it was sturdy. Like, if I had to... It
does feel less plasticky.
If intruders came in to take my Xbox One, I could use that to crush their skulls, quite like in the upcoming game Thief.
I've got to say, I have a slight Sony bias. I've got to admit that right now. But the Xbox One controller just felt really nice.
Yeah.
Just it's made of a mixture of high-tech poly-something fibers and carbon fiber.
Yeah.
And kittens.
So I was like, hey, Microsoft, what's it made of? And they were like, what they told me. I was like, what?
Yeah, I could have told you that. I could have told you that.
And I love that it still has a battery pack.
Yeah.
The directional pad. I was talking about the directional
D-pad.
At the start of the show. Now, it's pretty much exactly the same as the PS Vita directional pad, which I think is the best one out right now. And I'm a bit disappointed that Sony didn't go ahead and just transplant the PS Vita D-pad on the PS4.
Yeah.
It actually, the PS4 one is more or less the same as the PS3 one, except without the roughness.
I think they always have fighting games in mind in terms of that. And you know how there's moves where you have to like go on an angle?
Yeah.
So the PS Vita one, you can't really do that vertical angle. Not vertical, but you can't do that angle. And I think, to have that on an actual controller is going to change the way that fighting games really play. Like, they had Killer Instinct playable, which I did have fun with.
Yeah.
Played that on, like, sticks, so.
But both controllers, I feel, are much better than the current gen counterparts.
Yep.
Guys, we're out of time, but we didn't even get through half of the games that we wanted to talk about, which include Batman, Arkham Origins, Final Fantasy 13, Lightning Returns,
Pokemon
Dark
X
Souls.
And Y.
Yeah, Dark Souls 2, Tearaway, Lego Marvel, Watch Dogs and South Park:
Zoo
The
Tycoon,
Truth, Assassin's Creed 4. Maybe we'll have to go through those next week on the program because we have first impressions of those games as well.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're out of here. Catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening. This has been Zed Games, recorded live in Brisbane on 4ZZZ and heard nationally thanks to the Community Radio Network. For more information on the show and to join the Zed Games community, head to our website, zedgamesau.net. That's spelt Z-E-D, or send us an email at contact@zedgamesau.net. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Zed Games is produced with the assistance of the Community Broadcasting Foundation.